Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
They're really just rehashing a story here. And at this point, medyo autopilot na siya until WrestleMania this weekend. So I feel like they're kind of losing out in that. And it's also losing out because there are two matches in this particular story. And one of them is The Rock. And then now The Rock is the new guy. And then now he's taken away the spotlight from Roman Reigns. And it's nice to have him there. But ultimately, in the end, panggulo lang din siya. I don't know if you guys feel the same way.
Going on, this is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang, the sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov. The star, the NXT champion, and you're listening to.
The Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
Listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C, Ro Moran, Chino Liao, and Emil Nate at your service, and we've got your weekend reactions, or in this case, your 1 week's worth of wrestling news and reviews sa pag-uusapan natin, because we did have to take last week off due to Holy Week. Everybody was basically out of commission for one reason or another, and that's fine kasi nga long weekend naman. So it's just great to be back on the grind and to be recording things with you. But before we get down to business, how is everybody? Chino, how was your Holy Week?
Good, actually. Medyo bahay lang. Team bahay for the Holy Week. Then to a staycation, did do nothing. Enjoyed quiet Manila for whatever was open. And pretty chill all around, you know.
Mm-hmm. Ikaw, Emil, nakapag-refresh ka ba ng ligtas points mo?
I spent time with my family, of course, here in Laguna. But unfortunately, I suffered gout last week. So I was...
Welcome to the club, buddy.
I mean, it wasn't the first time, pero...
Nabuhay si Jesus, pero namatay yung paa niya.
Like, it's the first time in a while. So, but everything's good. And I'm excited for Mania Week.
Mm-hmm. God bless yung mga gumawa ng colchicine. How about you, Ro? How was your long weekend?
Yeah, stayed home, took a week off work. Same as Chino, pretty much just, you know, rested up because I got a big week ahead of us this week, as we mentioned last week. So, kind of whenever I go on these week-long breaks, I always keep wishing that there's no work to go back to, but this is a way to make our money and live like adults. So it is what it is.
Yeah, we got no choice. One good thing, though, for us to sort of kind of make money but also build a community is the WrestleMania viewing party, which we'll be holding on Sunday and Monday, April 7 and 8 at both venues, Skinny Mike's BGC and Hobby Stadium. If you want to be part of that, my early bird tickets pa rin. Available pa, pero paubos na yung sa Skinny Mike's. Just letting you know, we're already approaching our limit for early bird tickets sa Skinny Mike's, pero yung Hobby Stadium marami pa. So If you want to be part of the WrestleMania viewing parties, all you have to do is to go to tinyurl.com/WrestleMania40PH. Again, it's tinyurl.com/WrestleMania, the numbers 4 and 0, and then the letters P and H at the end. It'll take you to the Google form. Lahat ng information nandun. Early bird tickets are at 350 pesos for the one-day pass, 600 pesos for the two-day pass, and then you've got the walk-in tickets na 450 pesos. Regardless of the tickets, lahat yan may kasamang free iced tea. And you get to walk away with prizes, or a chance rather, to walk away with prizes from our friends, from Everybody's Toys and Collectibles, our friend Hobby Danzy, and our friends from Hobby Stadium. So lahat yan pwedeng mapasa inyo. Along with the experience of watching WrestleMania 40 with the Wrestling Podcast and our friends and listeners. That's going to happen again on April 7 and 8, Manila time. That's at Skinny Mike's BGC and Hobby Stadium. Doors will open by 6 a.m. kasi ang main show magsisimula ng 7 a.m. Manila time. I got everything, di ba? Wala naman tayo na miss dun.
Yeah. As always, please don't forget na yung early bird tickets natin, early bird registration, is not a table or seat registration. I don't know how many of you listening to this are actually representative of the whole customer base. Pero you gotta come in early. Wala tayong guest list, wala tayong priority except for our patrons. It's always first come, first served at our parties because... We cannot handle, you know, having table reservations at the venue.
Yeah, so there you go. We'll see you on April 7 and 8, Sunday and Monday, at our WrestleMania viewing parties at Skinny Mike's BGC and Hobby Stadium. All right, let's get to some weekend reactions right here. Or yung mga nangyari in the world of wrestling over the last week. We're gonna start with SmackDown because yun yung mas fresh. And we now know what Jade Cargill is doing at WrestleMania. Chino, pinag-usapan natin to last week, diba? We were wondering if she and Bianca were going to team up against Asuka and Kairi Sane. Apparently, now we're getting a 6-woman tag. Dakota Kai has been fully cleared. She's going to be in on the action. And you've got Naomi to round things out to babyface aside. So, Chino, what do you think about this development?
It's nice that they gave her something to do for Mania. I don't know why they had to shoehorn her in here. Medyo weird kasi may ongoing storyline with Bianca and Naomi and rest of Damage Control. Guess siguro dahil to even out the sides, magandang fit din si Jade Cargill for that. But I would have loved to see them close things. Not to say na hindi nila gagawin, but I would have loved to see them close things out with Bianca and Naomi first come WrestleMania. Maybe in a title match, diba? Tapos Bianca screws Naomi over, does a heel turn. Like, or whatever. Basta yung wala pa si Jade Cargill masyado. Because I feel like just dropping her in the middle of this feud doesn't do much for her because she's very new to the scene. This is her first time on SmackDown, talking to the crowd, getting into the mix of things. So for her to suddenly be a part of a storyline doesn't do service to her character. So that's just what I think.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with that. I also did not feel moved nung lumabas si Jade Cargill to even out the odds. It was a big development. It was a nice way to end SmackDown on nung last Friday. But I didn't think that it was the move to make. Like, I could wait for a Jade Cargill in-ring debut. I could have just had this like be a Jade Cargill enforcer role. I agree that it should have been Bianca and Naomi for tag team championships against Kairi and Asuka. So now they're not doing that. Now they're not defending yung tag team championships and all to service in Jade Cargill. Like, yeah, I know that she needs reps and I know that she would be great there, but I don't think we're at the level now. Okay, I absolutely need to have Jade Cargill on this WrestleMania card that's already stacked from all sides.
Yeah, but then again, if you want to make it even more stacked, you need someone like Jade who's,
yeah,
you know, to her credit, actually been billed as someone, yeah, you have to see.
Pero I would have much rather had the championship match. And you can't have a championship match if it's 6 women.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about you guys, but I love this addition of Jade Cargill into the mix. I mean, matagal na natin in-anticipate yung debut niya sa WWE main roster. And it's fine. It's not the best introduction. Like, I would have done something else, but ano eh, medyo punong-puno na talaga kasi yung main card eh, na the only way she can be included in the main card if it's is being included in this storyline. So I don't mind it. I'm sure we'll get a tag team title match before or after WrestleMania. So I don't know, but for me, I'm okay with it. I'm okay with this one. You know, more people on the card, I guess. And plus, this is gonna be Jade Cargill's first WrestleMania as well. So I'm all for it.
Yeah, she looked like a star, by every bit yep. the big deal that we were all hyping her up to be. So I'd like to think that this goes a long way towards really establishing Jade Cargill as a fixture on SmackDown. Staying with SmackDown here, we also know what the Mysterios are doing. We're getting some form of Rey versus Dominik 2 at WrestleMania 40 kasi meron tayong tag team match between Rey Mysterio and his heir apparent Dragon Lee taking on Santos Escobar and Dirty Dominik Mysterio. What do you guys think about this one? Kasi medyo out of nowhere, di ba, na si Dominik gets involved with the LWO and Legado feud, even though, you know, Dominik has never really resolved his issues with Rey here. So we'll start with you, Ro.
Yeah, ito na nga eh, di ba? So again, another shoehorn them all in problem. Yeah, I get it na they still have issues, they still have beef, but the story now is Rey versus Santos, diba? Hindi ko naman kailangan makita si Dom ngayon eh. You told the story to me, so I want the story to end. And I want this particular story to culminate. And I feel like this particular WrestleMania, yes, I understand it's the biggest WrestleMania of all time kasi 40, diba? Pero a little editing, a little curation goes a long, long way. I understand everybody needs the WrestleMania spot, but not everyone should get the WrestleMania spot, especially when you do have a story you're trying to tell. I'm going to let it slide a little bit. Maybe Rey is not super 100%. I saw the match versus Santos. He wasn't all there. I am sad to say, because, you know, he's probably still recovering in the process of doing so. And maybe this is the way to get the stress, physical stress off of him as he continues to get better. And this is the way they did it. Okay, get someone. Again, it's like the Jade thing. I wanted Rey versus Santos. I wanted them to end their beef. They're never ending beef. And now medyo naging tagadid siya ng konti because they shoehorned Dom in. It's either you do Rey versus Dom 2 or Rey versus Santos, the final match, diba? So a lot of audibles being called here. I feel like this isn't the long-term storytelling that they had in mind. And even though I did say that you do have to pivot every now and then, you do also have to pivot in a way that makes sense or in a way that's satisfying logically. So okay, sige, ito mapapalagpas ko pa kasi I feel like Ray's not 100%. So okay, sige, let's let them have it. But I let the record show that I wish it was Rey versus Santos.
Mm-hmm. Okay, guys.
Yeah, same. I agree. I would have much preferred seeing LWO even versus the La Familia.
Yeah.
In a multi-man match, diba? Let them all mix it up. I don't really know what Dominik has to do with anybody here right now. Guess there's history there, pero ang current storyline na nangyayari ngayon is Rey and company versus Santos and company, right? And that's the gang war, the feud that they're building up on. I like the addition of Dragon Lee, you know, one of them official that he's now part of the LWO. It because ang dami ng best na lumabas Dragon Lee as a part-timer for the LWO, about bailing people out. So now at least medyo legit na kasama siya, but then at the same time, yung part na yun, yung dinagdag siya, it makes sense. Dominik stepping in last minute does not for me. So, would have much rather they stuck to the current storyline that they were doing right now.
Akala ko nga, instead of Dom, it would have been Andrade. Kasi Andrade and the Judgment Day were having interactions weeks leading up to SmackDown. So, I thought he would be involved in some sorts in this match, but turns out he isn't. But honestly, I would rather just have Rey versus Santos because ito naman talaga yung genesis ng story eh. And I thought the story between Rey and Dom finished last year at Backlash. Oh. I thought that was the end of it. know? So bakit siya na-insert bigla ulit dito sa story, di ba? So they haven't even interacted ever since Backlash last year. So it was kind of weird. But I get it, again, because of the reason Rose said na maybe Rey isn't 100%. That's why they did this. But if kung ganun lang, they could have had the entire faction go up against each other in a multi-man tag. You know, like LWO versus Legado. So that, again, it would be much easier for Rey because mas madami nga sila. And it would be more fun because there's more competitors in it.
Yeah, but the way we're going right now, para ang dami ng multi-man match na mangyayari sa Mania. Diba?
All right.
This one. May balibalita rin na there will be another six-man tag to be added, which is the Pride versus the Final Testament.
I'm sure.
Really?
I'm sure.
That's going to be
I'm
added?
Sure, yeah. I'm sure yeah. It's going to end
I mean,
up on
they have been telling that for a while now. So, parang mahirap din kung wala siyang culmination.
And neither tag team made it to the ladder match.
Yeah. I honestly think that would be on the final SmackDown before Mania, honestly. Yung Pride versus Final Testament. But let's see. We're still a week from WrestleMania, so maybe there's going to be some late additions here.
I mean, ang ayaw ko lang mangyari dito is to have two back-to-back six-hour pay-per-views we have to stay glued for. Na, na parang na-narrow down na natin yung Triple H formula of just nice and tight. Diba? Like 4 or 5 matches max. Tapos na siya by 4 hours at the most. Diba? Now we're getting everybody in the pool and it's multi-man matches. So none of these are going to be squashes, diba? And then you're going to have segments in between. You can't have WrestleMania and not have segments, diba? You can't have WrestleMania without the celebrities. You can't have WrestleMania without the Hall of Fame. So dun pa lang ang haba na niya. And then you add all these multi-man matches in, may stipulations pa, like a ladder match for the tag team title and everything else. Parang ngayon palang napapagod na ako.
How many matches have us confirmed?
Right now, we're at 12 confirmed matches. So kung idagdag yung six-man with the Pride and the Final Testament, pang 13 yon. Pero to Chino's point, it's a great point that you brought up na nakakapagod nga when you think about the length of the cards. Diba? I would know because I went through the 7-hour WrestleMania. But what about yung section of the fan base who will say na, wait, but I want my favorite to have their WrestleMania payday or their WrestleMania moment. What about that? Where do you strike the balance?
Too bad. Sorry. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Sorry. I mean, this is me speaking as a wrestler. hindi ganun eh. It's not the way the business works. If everyone wanted to be booked, we'd be getting our, you know, the shows we used to do in PWR, diba? Napakahaba because everybody needed to be on the show. For one reason or another, because everyone's living the dream. But I think the wrestlers themselves understand that. Now they can't always make it to the main show. Like it sucks, pero tanggap na nila yun eh. Kasi not everyone can have a match every year. Not everyone is Roman Reigns, who's always champion. You know, even guys like Shinsuke Nakamura can't have a match on the on the card every year. It is what it is. It's the breaks of the business, and I feel like the sooner fans understand this, the better off we'll all be.
Plus, nanggaling tayo sa problem na yun. The WWE is trying to fit everyone in. Ang naging result nun is the 7-hour Mania, which was something we don't want anywhere to happen. You know,
that's why they did this two nights now.
Exactly. Oh, right. Yeah, right. So it is what it is. You know, maybe this year is not their year. There's always another Mania next year to prove yourself. And you get on the card. So, hindi lang, parang, ang ayoko lang is maging, maging charity case yung resume na lahat. Sige, kung gusto, basta gusto ng tao na magkaroon ka ng resume niya match, ilalagay ka na lang basta-basta. So, it doesn't work that way. If everyone gets their wishes, then you know, babalik tayo sa problema natin na super haba ng WrestleMania. And the worst is it's 2 nights na. So if we get 2 6-hour Manias, it's even more tiring for us to go through.
If you're still having a hard time grasping it, tandaan niyo na lang yung scene from Bruce Almighty where he approves all the prayers asking to win the lotto. Diba? Everyone wins the lotto, but they all get what, $10 each? Diba? So that's what happens when you all get your requests. So it waters down everything.
All right. So we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the Roman, Cody, Rock, Bloodline storyline. But first, Let's take a break and hear from our other podcasts right here on the Pod Network.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mga Immortal, listen to the Underpaid Podcast with me, Stanley Chi, wherein we talk about work-related topics in a light manner na parang nagchichismisan lang tayo or nagkukwentuhan. Listen for free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or kung saan ka man nakikinig ng podcast. Kita-kits!
And we're back. Let's stay with SmackDown for this last point kasi it was kind of surprising. Na walang Roman Reigns, walang Cody Rhodes on SmackDown. All we got was the progressive match flow, yung favorite segment ni Rowan, that featured The Rock's beatdown on Cody Rhodes to end Monday Night Raw.
I actually don't mind that. Like, what I like about SmackDown last weekend was there was a focus on the other feuds that is going on, like the United States Championship feud, the Damage Control feud. Yung sa Pride and the Final Testament. So, kasi for weeks, it has always been The Rock and Roman show. Like, talagang kalahati ng show devoted sa kanila. But it's so refreshing na the SmackDown card was wide open last Friday na a lot of things happened and a lot of things progressed as we head into WrestleMania. So, it was fine. Saka, you know, saka this week naman, they're gonna double down on all the Bloodline stuff. Rock and Roman is gonna appear tomorrow on Raw, and then I think sa SmackDown, mangyayari din yun. Both the Bloodline and Cody and Seth will also appear. So, okay lang yun. I didn't mind the omission of the Bloodline story on SmackDown.
I think they knew what they were doing here, keeping Roman and Cody off, and The Rock by extension, of course, off SmackDown TV. Because the big news for this week's SmackDown, or last week's SmackDown, was Jade Cargill. Diba yan yung big signing na tinawag nila, and then she got involved. I feel like if you put Roman and Cody and Seth and The Rock in the same ring and the same show, mag-diminish yung star power that they were trying to build for Jade Cargill, and she only has so much time before WrestleMania, a little over a week before WrestleMania, for people to actually latch on to who she is and the kind of power she brings and the kind of star power that she has. If you have her on the same show as a Roman Reigns, naturally, mas papanoorin yung mga tao si Roman Reigns, diba? Because he's the much bigger star. But without them there, at least nagkaroon pa ng spotlight si Jade Cargill kahit paano.
You know what the funny thing is? I agree. They did know what they were doing. They anchored the ending of SmackDown to Jade Cargill. But the funny thing is, Bayley still can't get a headlining moment on her own show. So she was relegated to a backstage vignette attacking Io at the end of her promo. So, na itcha pwera pa rin siya ni Jade. And if I'm Bayley, I would take that as a big sign of disrespect. Because she's still playing second fiddle to other people despite winning the Royal Rumble, diba?
And, next feud then, book it.
Diba? And I technically on paper main eventing being one of the main events, diba?
Yep.
So that's kind of sad. But going back to the point of no Rock or Cody or Roman, yeah, I'm actually all for this. I feel like I'll be the dissenter in the room here. I feel like the whole thing, the whole Bloodline plus The Rock thing has been a little oversaturated. I feel like mas wala siyang direction this year compared to last year. I felt like it was much better when they had an idea of what they were doing with Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, the Usos. Ngayon, it's just Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes and The Rock, and sometimes that Seth Rollins and Jey Uso. Diba? Parang, it's nice. I get why people like it, but I feel like there's less of a solid, concrete direction happening here. And it's still fun. It's still building hype, but I don't think it's building hype in a way that progresses it forward. I don't know if you guys feel the same way. I don't know if I'm the only one thinking this way here. But I'm glad that there was a break from it, because there's only really so many times you can have The Rock come out and insult Cody and then invoke the name of Mama Rhodes so many times in one promo, in one segment. Tapos, there's only so many times then that Cody can defend his honor and himself against The Rock and the Bloodline. And they already mentioned that with Roman Reigns, but they already talked about all of that. They're really just rehashing a story here. And at this point, medyo autopilot na siya until WrestleMania this weekend. So I feel like they're kind of losing out in that. And it's also losing out because there are two matches in this particular story. And one of them is The Rock. And then now The Rock is the new guy. And then now he's taken away the spotlight from Roman Reigns. And it's nice to have him there, but ultimately, in the end, pangulo lang din siya. I don't know if you guys feel the same way.
People love that beatdown segment though.
Yeah, they do. Oh. It's fun. Like, it's all right. But you know, in the bigger picture, it's just it's all right.
Yeah, like there were people who were saying na bumabalik na daw yung Attitude Era. Yeah. Because of,
and I was going to ask Gina this. What do you think? Because you're the Attitude Era baby here. Attitude Era is back, baby.
There's a few instances of shit, you know, make it a return to the Attitude
no,
Era.
No, of course not.
So yun yung take today.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, people don't want the Attitude Era back. Of course, there are people out there, yung mga kaedadan ko na wrestling fans, that will be like, yes, balik niya Attitude Era. But by and large, the Attitude Era needs to stay where it is. At the end of the day, yung mga shit na ginawa ng Attitude Era, if you try that now and then, now today, kung ano nangyayari ngayon, hindi yun papasa. Sa totoo lang, have you guys actually seen, ikaw, Emil, have you seen Attitude Era product?
Yeah,
I watched a Raw from the Attitude Era with all the misogyny and the and panty matches and power bombing old women from the ramp.
I don't want.
You want homophobia in the era, the Attitude Era? Of course not. Nobody really wants that back. It was just fun, and it was a product of its time, and I appreciate it for what it was. Nobody wanted to see The Rock back. We've talked about this on the podcast multiple times, but he's there now. He's hogging the spotlight. But in this argument, I feel like hindi pa rin talaga parang pag bumalik yung Attitude Era, parang cool dad na lang siya eh. Yung dad na nakikiuso. Yung dad. But at the end of the day, we know what it is, right? He's just trying to get on our level. But it's never gonna happen, you know, because his time is gone.
But did you guys like that beatdown? Because it was the subject of so many people's reactions on wrestling Twitter coming out of Monday Night Raw. You know, pinaka headline coming out of the show.
I liked it. Yeah, I liked The Rock getting his hands dirty finally. I liked how it just put an exclamation point on all the trash talking that they've been doing. For the longest time, Kitaga, 20-minute segments. And Cody answering with his own segment, and then back and forth, war of words. But this time around, The Rock is able to prove that he is also willing to get his hands dirty. Kahit medyo fabricated yung dirt na pinakita niya, diba? At least dito, he's able to show us that he can get down. He can beat some ass like he used to, diba? And he doesn't just come out on TV and act like he's entitled to a match at WrestleMania anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is really the first time something physical went down ever since this feud started. You know, this is, and we're only what, 2 weeks before WrestleMania. So anyway, it's June and then we're due for something like this. Pero nakatawa lang kasi wala si Roman. And again, the main event of WrestleMania is Roman versus Cody, not Rock versus Cody, which I think again is deliberate. that's the story that they were telling. So let's see what happens on Raw if you know something even greater happens between all of the parties involved.
Ro, I know you're not the biggest fan of Dwayne here. So what do you think about The Rock and his beatdown and yung Resorts World Manila like whisper niya kay Cody that preceded the beatdown?
I don't know. I feel like I get why it's great. I get why it's compelling TV. I understand that alam mo yun, it's something that gets the people going, diba? As Will Ferrell would say. It didn't do anything for me. I mostly because I didn't feel like it advanced the plot in any meaningful way, other than the fact that it really just up the intensity, but that's it, diba? I don't know what else I'm looking for. This, to be honest, I personally don't know what else I'm looking for in this story, in this feud. I understand that it, you know, things did have to come to fisticuffs, but I'm interested in what he whispered though, but I don't think they're focusing so much on that. Like that to me is more interesting. And maybe if it was a hint na alam mo yun, it could lead to a twist or where Rock still ends up turning on Roman in the end in the match, that would be something. But at this point, I don't know. Like, okay, I'm willing to let this all unfold, but right now it does nothing for me.
Yeah, so apparently yung binulong ni Rock kay Cody was, "Tonight I'm going to make you bleed."
Okay. How do you know that?
Sabi sa Wrestling Observer and Wrestling Twitter. Yeah.
Anyway, is it like a kayfabe threat, or is it like they're calling a spot? Okay, magduduguhan yan, eh? Let's get color for the team for the angle. What's the context here?
I have no idea. I just heard Sina Shoemaker say it, and then I Googled it right after to verify.
I mean, he lived up to his words, diba?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, to be fair, they did make it happen. So
whether it made sense or not, it happened. So
so there. Any other thoughts on that vicious beatdown from The Rock and invoking Mama Rhodes and making Cody suffer in the rain?
I hope we get to see Mama Rhodes in WrestleMania.
Additional thoughts. Yeah, no, yeah. Additional thoughts. The whole Mama Rhodes thing is super pilit. Like, okay, sure. You can say that Cody was a mistake by Dusty. Sure, you can say that. It's still Dusty being part of the story. But Mama Rhodes is sitting there, you know, minding her own business. Unless she's showing up, I don't see the point in trying to make her the Chekhov's gun of this,
yeah, yeah.
Of this
sana,
story.
Sana talaga nandun siya sa front row ng WrestleMania. It's a good spot sila. Nadiduduro ni The Rock, sasampalin niya or something. And like something like that. Because all this Mama Rhodes name dropping has me interested to see kung ano talagang role niya dito sa story.
Yeah, kasi I feel like nothing's gonna come from this Mama Rhodes name dropping. Okay, bawat po kong bibig niya, Mama Rhodes. I'm gonna learn your son, Mama Rhodes. Watch. It's okay, nice, but unless she's actually showing up next week or at WrestleMania, I'm sure she is, but alam mo yun. Maybe Cody can confirm that before then. Because otherwise, it's a pointless, to me, it sounds like a pointless mentioning of her name.
Kung di si Mama Rhodes, si Brandy Rhodes daw.
Yun nga, si Brandy pa yung hindi niya
nobody's even mentioned Brandy Rhodes.
So we know who The Rock is really scared of at this point.
Thou shalt not say Mama Rhodes' name in vain.
No, but Randy's name in vain.
Oh, yeah, Brandy, yeah. She's been untouched throughout this entire thing.
Tapos talaga si Danny Garcia. Or, sorry, whoever's The Rock's wife now.
Not Danny Garcia. Business partner na lang siya. All right. Before we get into any more trouble here, we're going to wrap up this episode of the Wrestling Podcast. Thank you so much for getting us into your diet for weekly wrestling talk. Don't forget, meron pa tayong Picks of the Week episode that will be up on your feeds by tomorrow. And then on Thursday, we've got our Go Home live stream that's happening on 7 p.m. on Thursday sa ating Facebook page and YouTube channel. Just search The Wrestling Podcast. We'll be doing WrestleMania predictions on Thursday. Until then, though, we got to get out of here. Big thanks to Babyface producer Jasper and everyone over at the Pod Network for all of the work that they do behind the scenes. On behalf of my co-hosts, Ro Moran, Emil Nate, and Chino Liao, my name is Stan C, saying follow us on social media at Wrestling2XPod on TikTok and Twitter, at Wrestling Wrestling Podcast everywhere else. Individually, at @EML_Meister, at Chino Supersized, at Ro is War, at Monday Night Rowan, and at _StanC. We got to get out of here. Stay safe, stay healthy, and don't be a dick. Later, outcasts.
Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.